In his latest film, William H. Macy plays a character whose very name suggests that he's a loser. Bernie Lutz is in fact a professional loser. In the movie The Cooler, Bernie Lutz works in a Las Vegas casino where he moves from table to table, simply spreading around his bad luck, as the long-faced Lutz tries to explain to a woman who picks him up.
I have never met anyone who was so down on themselves.
Do you know what I do at the Shangri-La?
I asked around. You're a cooler. You turn winners into losers.
Do you know how I do that?
Listen, I know there's a lot of stuff that happens in casinos all the time.
I do it by being myself. People get next to me, their luck turns. It's always been that way.
Well, that sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy to me.
This role may be the ultimate expression of a kind of character that William H. Macy has played in other films, like Fargo and Panic. In real life, Macy's been anything but a loser. He was nominated for an Oscar for his role in Fargo, and this past spring he won 2 Emmys for Door to Door, a movie that he co-wrote. And William H. Macy is in our New York bureau. Welcome.
Thank you.
Can you just tell us what you thought about when you first read this script for this film, The Cooler?
That I've done enough losers, and perhaps it's time to move on. But I just couldn't shake it. I kept thinking about this script, and lucky for me, Wayne Kramer, the director, and Ed Pressman, the producer, sort of smiled and ignored me every time I said, guys, I really can't do this.
What, other than their persistence, drew you to this story?
Well, there's losers, and then there's losers. I mean, this is biblical in its proportion. This guy is so unlucky that it's sort of hinted in our film that he's got magical properties. There are scenes of me walking through the casino and people sort of shudder and look behind them as if someone had just stepped on their grave. All I have to do to change someone's luck is touch the dice or deal one hand of cards and they suddenly start losing. The backstory is I was such a bad gambler that I ran up about $500,000 in debts. And so my friend, Alec Baldwin, who runs the casino, decides after breaking my legs, decides that I can work off my debt, and I'm coming to the end of my indentureship and time to leave. And then, Wouldn't you know it, I fall in love with Maria Bello.
You mentioned that you've played losers before, more than once. How did you get involved with playing losers in the first place?
I got cast, is really the long and the short of it. I wish I could tell you I've guided my career, but mostly I pick up the phone. I guess... I figured out a way to make losers and somewhat despicable people compelling, and that's a good trick to know how to do.
The character that you play here is a character that people can sympathize with, which I think is something that's true of a lot of the characters that you play. Even though they're grotesque losers, you end up empathizing with them in some way.
Well, I think it's the human condition that we all share a secret, which is we're frauds. Everybody else knows what he or she is doing, and we're the odd person out. We all feel that way, I think, sometimes, and some of us a lot of the times. And I was rather young when I realized that's something we all share. You look at the star quarterback who is the lead singer in the band also, and you think, he has nothing to fear. He's got the world on a string. Everything is going his way. And I realized, you know, that guy's got his demons too. He's got his own fears. We all have them. Somewhere, we are afraid that we're big fat losers. And a lot of the roles I've gotten are where that loser gets to stand up and be heard. And it's a great story. It's a story that we love to hear. It's one thing when the dragon is threatening the village, and that you send out your super warrior and he beats the dragon. That's a great story. But I've always been fascinated by this story where the dragon is threatening the village and the superhero is sick that day, and so they got to send out Bill. And the whole village goes, oh man, we are so screwed.
This the second string quarterback goes in.
Exactly.
I think one of my favorite things about this film, The Cooler, is the way that it looks, the way that it makes Las Vegas look, which is certainly an interesting visual subject, but it looks different to me in this film than it does in other films or television programs that have portrayed the city.
Well, there's a whole genre of Vegas films, and they do borrow from each other a lot. There are cliches, and I think we can welcome a magnificent new filmmaker into the fold. Wayne Kramer did a great job with this. It does have an exquisite look, and the film cost about $18 to make. The budget started off at $1 million, and I know it's under $3 million. And we were helped out by the fact that we found a casino that was going to have a complete overhaul, and we rented it after they had closed it down, we rented it for the month that we had it. So we were staying on the 30th floor and shooting on the 7th floor. I would sometimes go 8 days without seeing daylight. I felt like a mole. It certainly put me in the mood to... That's what Vegas is like. There are no windows, no clocks.
That's right. It's always... Well, it's never any particular time. It's always the middle of the night, in a sense.
It's a great... It's a great genre to tell a story. And the story we tell is a love story, but it's... Vegas and gambling in general is all about dreams where everyone is equalized. Everyone stands a chance. If the gods smile on you, if Lady Luck chooses you, then you walk out a winner. And it's a great equalizer. It doesn't matter if you went to Harvard or didn't go to school at all. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. When you draw that card, everyone is equal.
So you play this guy, this absolute loser, this embodiment of losing, who meets up with a woman played by Maria Bello, who ends up being Lady Luck for him, completely changes his luck around.
It's naive and it's sort of Pollyanna-ish, but I believe that stuff. I believe in the transforming power of love. I choose to believe it.
Bernie, you chart that first night? I wasn't being straight with you. It is the worst chart I've ever seen. There's nothing in the cards for you, I'm telling you.
No, don't you see? That was before. That was before you opened up your heart to me. Everything's different now. I got Lady Luck on my side. Nothing's going to happen to me.
Here's a guy who thinks he's a loser and will never be anything but a loser, and deservedly so. And when this woman comes into his life, he doubts that it can possibly happen. And the whole idea that she sees in Bernie Lutz the man that he actually is, I find so moving. I believe in that stuff.
Last question, if I might. Since this is a film about luck, or the absence of it, do you think some people are born lucky?
I do. I do, but perhaps luck is not the not as accurate a word as it could be. I remember my grandmother one time, it's a very early memory, said, "Billy, you are a serendipitist." And I believe in that. I think some people approach the world with humor and goodwill and faith in the future, and the world answers them in kind. And I firmly believe that there are people who face the world with anger and mistrust, and the world meets them on that level. I think we all know somebody who's planning a European vacation and calls you up and says, "Guess what? I broke my arm." And you want to say, "Well, of course you did."
Mr. Macy, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
And we should mention that The Cooler, starring William H. Macy, opened this past week in New York and Los Angeles, and opens in December in many cities in between.